The first show streaming after the opener is, of course, Big Fatty, who I'm really having a hard time accepting that he won't be doing shows. I'm still hoping it's a fake out.
That's right.
Big Fatty, I wrote you a song. I'm not going to sing it, and I'm probably not even going to send it off, but I'm having a hard time with you leaving, so...
He's what, after show 3000, he's quitting Big Fatty?
Supposedly. And, you know,
he's quitting his little shoe.
He's going to take a little time off or, you know, end that show. But he's done, I think, other shows. I know he does other current shows with other people. So I don't know if it's just going to be like, surprise, now I'm doing, you know, like something else. But I don't know. He will be a sorely missed voice.
He will leave a big fat hole in the podcasting community.
Oof.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He will leave a big fat
sorely missed
hole.
Oof.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3256. The BFO for Thursday, the 30th of July, 2020, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, read some more Sensei, and maybe even another voice letter. Big Fatty's.
Hey, podcast listeners, you still got time. It's not too late.
That's right, it's not too late.
It's not too late to help your BFO. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, all your answers will be played or read on the air. Hey, Conscience, is it too late?
It's not too late.
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Hello, last minuters. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are last minute-ers because y'all, it's just today and tomorrow for right that you have to complete your BFO 2020 census. Y'all, there's a link in the show notes, and you can just go right on over there. It just takes a minute. And y'all, Big Fatty really wants to go above 100, and I'm, well, let's just see where we're at right now. I know we're going to read one today here, and y'all, let's just see. We are at, Big Fatty, it's taking its time opening up. It is indeed. We are at 88. So we did get a few more yesterday, but y'all, we're just 12 people. Come on, Larry the Lurker. I know you're out there. Big Fatty, what about all your straight boyfriends? Well, I know they're out there too. Big Fatty, well, they're not out. Well, that's not what I mean. Oh, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, our next census is from Brian in Danbury. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener, and he's been listening since dinosaurs roamed the earth. Big Fatty, so about Vera's birthday. His favorite segment is Hamming It Up. What would he change? He says, more at the end of the bar stories with other listeners or podcasters, or a variation for the non-elderly. Big Fatty, he's called the voice letter number. He's never been to a Pride 48 event, nor used a special chair. And the last time he sharted himself, he says, negative ghost rider. I don't know what that means. Big Fatty, neither do I, but I evidently... Some sort of ghost must have shat on him or something like that. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure it didn't disappear.
Thank you.
happy music. It's true. Y'all, before I forget, because I always forget to say this, I just want to thank once again Dells in Dallas for recreating the census music, and Pat Geik Rhymes with Dyke for coming up with the singing and all during that. And y'all miss La 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 Lauren. Y'all, she's done most of the census artwork on the show art over there at the BFO, y'all, that it just makes me so happy when people participate. Yes, Big Fatty, after I spoke to you yesterday, I went for my nipple walk, and y'all, it had gotten cloudy. Did I do this before? It got cloudy and everything, and the wind picked up, and y'all, it started to rain on me on the way back, so I had to cut it short. I came on back here and dried off, and y'all, I was sitting in the love chamber, Big Fatty, playing the Candy Crush. Well, that's about the only thing you play in there now. Well, that's true. And y'all, the doorbell rang, and I got up, and y'all, it was young Nicholas. It was young Nicholas. He had stopped by to check on the elderly, and so we sat and chitter-chatted for a little bit, had a little glass of sangria with the crushed ice. Y'all, it was really quite refreshing. Quite refreshing. And then he headed out, and I had me some supper. What did I have for supper? Y'all, I had some of that roasted chicken, and I put some buffalo chicken dip on top of it and kind of mixed it all together. So it was mainly chicken, but it had a little heat to it, and had a little bit of barbecue poke. And y'all, that's all I wanted for supper. I just wasn't that hungry, and y'all, then I watched some things on the TV. What did I watch? Oh, y'all, I watched the Atlanta Braves get the ass beat again, and then y'all had a little bit of trouble going to sleep on Tuesday night. But y'all, once I did conk out, I was out. Also, while young Nicholas was here, y'all, my yard man came, and y'all, the villa looks so, so nice when he finishes up. It just makes me happy. It doesn't take much, but y'all, it just makes me happy. I got up on hump day morning and had my coffee and did my Sudoku with success. Read the newspaper, saw Miss Gail King, and I'm a little burpy. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then I was off. I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the famous toastery. And y'all, John, who used to join us down there at the Dudley Do-Rights with Big Deck, he evidently saw me going in there, and he sent me a little testimony. I saw ya, and so, y'all, I evidently have a stalker now. Beep, Fatty! Had a lovely, y'all, I had the hamburger today. It was the Southwestern burger, and it had pepper jack cheese, and it had pico de gallo, and it was slated to have the avocado, but I asked for that to be left off. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, after that, I was off to the Von Cees. Yes, Big Fatty. As I do on hump day, I went to the Von Cees. Didn't get a whole lot, not a whole lot in the circular that caught my eye, but y'all, I got a a boneless chuck roast, and we'll put that in the cracker pot. And I got me an onion to go with that and some sliced mushrooms. They were all on sale. Y'all, they had the Cabot bars of cheese. I got the habanero pepper and the pepper jack. Plus, I had a coupon on those. Y'all, they had the Keebler cookies, the cookeries. Y'all, I thought of Mr. Cackle. I always think of Mr. Cackle when I see the Keebler cookies. Big Fat, is that because of the elves? No, he likes the grasshopper. Oh, yes, cookeries. But y'all, I got the Vienna fingers. Y'all, have you ever had the Vienna fingers? Y'all, they're just basic, simple, but they're so good. So good. Y'all, I got some Rotel mix. I'm going to mix in with what is that cheese sauce called? It's the queso dip. I'll mix that in. Y'all, they had those good sourdough English muffins on sale, so I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, they also had the Cheez-Its. The Cheez-Its were on sale, so I got a couple of boxes of the extra toasty. And y'all, then I did indeed order the chicken tender submarine sandwich. Y'all, I spent $33.16, but I saved $24.09. Big Fatty, and we get chicken tender subs, yes! Y'all, when I got back, I put everything away, and y'all, I just needed to lay down for a minute. You know, it's the hamburger, Big Fatty, why don't you eat one before you go to bed? Well, I should. But y'all, there was something in the Villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish. Y'all, as I was heading out to the Villa mailbox, y'all, there was a package from that that Lesbeterian delivery service. Big Fatty, Miss Beva was able to do it. Well, I don't think it was Miss Beva, but anyway, I believe this is the package that Moose told me to be on the lookout for. Is a celebration of exiting the birth canal gift at. Yes, Big Fatty, go ahead and whore yourself out. I'm not going to open that now, but Moose, I think it's here. But y'all, there was also in the Villa mailbox, and it says, "Who's riding the elephant?" And y'all, there's an elephant, a Big Fatty. Is that like on one of those memory tests? I don't know. But it says, there's the elephant, and y'all, and then there's Big Fatty wearing a Santa Claus suit, with his legs spread. Big Fatty Vulgar! It says, looks like Big Fatty was overserved and decided to ride this big-nosed reindeer side saddle. Big Fatty, you clearly were overserved. And y'all, it is signed, love, Peter Potamus. / Epilouie. Well, Peter Potamus, Epilouie, thank you so much for that. Just lovely. I'm going to put a picture up, but I'm going to wait until probably next week to do that. But y'all, also in the Villa mailbox was my, I'd gotten my passport, and then I'd gotten all of my old passport and all. But y'all, yesterday I also got my passport canned. And y'all, I only mention it because there seems to be, I'm just amazed at the number of security. Well, I assume that they are security things, but y'all, there are some things that are embossed. There are some things that are hieroglyphic, and just it's in all kinds of colors and everything. And And y'all then is a kind of a ghosty picture of Big Fatty on there. Big Fatty, that's horrifying. And y'all, I'm just very impressed with what appears to be protective things on my passport card. But y'all, other than that, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is the real Gary in Portland. You scared the crap out of me today when you called Kiki Gay, Adam Burns, and imitated me. I was sitting there trying to go, did I really call him? And it took me forever to figure out it was you instead of me. So anyway, that was funny. I ran a big old cackle about that. So, but don't do it again. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Gary in Albuquerque, who moved to Phoenix, originally from Tejas, and now at Rainbow Pines out there in the Oregon, you know, drinking his Baptist beer. Yes, Big Fatty. And Gary, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, it just makes me happy that Gary thought that my impression was so good that he thought it was himself. Big Fatty, poor thing.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Baron Frosty. I wanted to call and let you, Adam, and Daniel know that I have 26 light switches in my townhouse at Shady Pines. I wasn't sure if that included plugs. I didn't count the plugs. I have a lot of plugs, too. Should I count those? Let me know, and I will. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, I got to yell out, of course, is Mr. Cackle, also known as Baron Frosty from the Blind Time Little Show. And y'all, he just recently had some modifications to his ass shoot. Fanny, we don't need to hear about his hemorrhoidal problems. No ash shoot. And Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. No, I don't think the plugs were included in any of that, but we got... Oh! Big Fatty, what is this all about? Well, y'all, I'll tell you, this time last year, you were hearing this a lot, because y'all, 1 year ago today is when Big Fatty put out episode number 3000. And, you know, that's when Big Fatty had just changed it all up. Y'all, I know it's not the same show as it was a year ago, but it is what it is. And yes, Big Fatty, does that mean you're going to take Tamari off like you did last year? No. Anyway, y'all, I've now at 3256, and I've only got about 5,000 or more to go. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Don't forget, today or tomorrow are your last chances to complete the 2020 BFO Census. You know, Big Fatty's counting on you. Big Fatty, you need content, it's true. And, y'all, so go on over there. It just takes a few minutes, and it's fun. It's just fun. Now, when's the last time you did something fun? Big Fatty? Oh, well, it wasn't today. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Tim and James and Tim from the Tastes Like Burning, talking about Big Fatty last year. And Tim and James, what do you remember from back then?
He will leave a big fat,
sorely missed
hole.
Oof. Big Fatty, you know, all they had to do is say Arby's roast beef.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.